Welcome to Make the Grade with the Success Doctor, Stephen Green, where you'll discover actionable strategies to help your student to reach their academic goals, to excel at standardized testing, and to plan for the college admissions process painlessly. And now, here's your host, Dr. Stephen Green.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Make the Grade podcast. Really, I want to start out by just thanking everyone for all the support. Everyone who's been subscribing, sharing the podcast, really appreciate it. Every time I hope somebody listens to a podcast, they are learning something, an action they can take, whether it's a parent or a student, an action they can take to help improve their academics, help improve their educational experience, help improve their testing, all of this. So every time this is shared, every time more people hopefully are given access to the podcast, it's just collectively improving everybody's ability to do this. So thank you again. Today's topic, because it is, at least when I am recording this, late August, is back to school. This is the back to school special. In fact, it might be one of a series. I haven't decided yet. I'm going to do it because I always have a lot to talk about. And I don't want to talk too long at once. So as I always say, if you're interested, everything in this podcast is also available through a PDF. You just have to go to my Facebook page, which is Make the Grade, or my personal page, Dr. Stephen Green, and just basically ask, say you'd like the PDF for the Back to School podcast, or you can go to the website, which is makethegrade.net. And there's a lot of ways to contact there. So let's get down to it. Remember, theme of the Make the Grade podcast is actionable things, things you can do as a parent or a student to improve your academics, your education, your testing. So number one, when you're going back to school, number one, be organized. Be organized. That's number one. And honestly, I could probably stop right there, but be organized. Have things ready to go. Know your schedule. Know your classes. Know who your teacher or teachers are. Anticipate what's going to happen. Have your notebooks ready. Have your folders ready. You could get this into greater detail. For example, you can color code notebooks. You could have math in blue and science in red and history in yellow and whatever. You could have different sections within larger notebooks. Some schools have lists and they have procedures that they want you to follow. But basically the point is day one, when you go to school, your first day of school, be organized and be prepared. This is critical. I cannot tell you how much I can stress this, because it is so much easier to get and stay with the class than it is to try to, there's when you fall behind and you have to catch up. So number one is be organized. Number two is plan ahead. It's going to be a lot of things that you're going to have to look at and do the next day, do a few days later, do a week later. So you want to anticipate any kind of issue or any kind of challenge that you're going to have. It might be academic. It might be scheduling. It might just be you don't have enough time. So let's talk about the academic challenge. Maybe historically you've always had trouble with math. Maybe you're not doing poorly. It's just work. It's a lot more work for you. So this is something to anticipate. So maybe early in the school year, you have a conversation with the teacher and say, listen, math is just not my strength. I'm really working hard and I'm trying, but I just want to make sure if I need extra help, I have the ability to do that. And you can set the stage for these sorts of things. In terms of anticipating other challenges like timing, maybe you're an athlete, you're in season, and you're going to school and you have practice for 3 hours after school, and it's just a time crunch. So plan ahead and anticipate these issues and challenges. Anticipate assignments you're going to have. You know you're going to have homework. It's a reality of life in school. Just is. So make sure you have your system to get all this homework done. Do you have a good system to keep track of your work, which I call information management, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. So you have to have your assignments. Do you have a daily plan? Are you going to be proactive? Are you going to take action to get things done, not wait till it comes at you? So one, be organized. Two, plan ahead. Now, number three, I'm going to base this on the things in my book, In Maximum Education, maximumeducation.net. also available on the website. But these are the core things here. Number one, you have to be able to manage your time. I touched on that a little bit about a minute ago, but managing time involves a lot of levels. There's layers here. So you have short-term things. You have long-term things. You have challenges each day. You have challenges each week. You need to be able to look ahead and have a system to do that well, effectively, and efficiently. Your system may be different than anybody else's system. It doesn't make a difference as long as you have one that works. Number two is information management. Okay, so make sure you have a way to manage your information. I talked about the coloring the notebooks, the color coding of the notebooks, taking notes, whether you're going to take notes on paper, whether you're going to do it online in some cloud-based platform. Doesn't matter. You have to have a system. You're going to get a lot of information. Doesn't matter. You could be in first grade, fifth grade, 11th grade, college. Doesn't make a difference. A lot of information is going to be put in your direction as school begins. You need to have a daily success action plan. This is a combination of managing your time, managing your information, and bringing it all together every day. So every day you're going to go to school, you're going to come home, you're going to say, hey, here's what I got to do, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever. Here's when it's due, tomorrow, next day, next week. You can have a system to put that all together, which is just basically exactly what you want to do. You want to have a singular daily success action plan that creates long-term academic success. Now, there could be specific cases for many things. Maybe you have particular priorities in science class or math class, or there may be things in elementary school or middle school or high school that are going to be kind of separate individual things for each student. And these are things you have to take into account as well. It's not really the sort of the topic of this particular podcast to get into that, but these are things I would certainly encourage you to consider. So let me just give you one example so I'm trying to be clear. Let's say you're transitioning from elementary school into middle school, or you're transitioning from middle school into high school. Those, or middle school into college. Those three transitions are really, really big and can be stressful. It's a new building often, new set of teachers. Sometimes elementary and middle school, you've got way more students there because middle schools combine elementary schools into one building. Sometimes high schools combine multiple middle schools into one building. Obviously, going to college, you have a completely new experience if you're living there, for sure. So this is another set of circumstances that you are going to have to address. And it's important to be prepared for this. You can't prepare for every single thing, but you want to think about, gee, what am I going to have to do? What's going to be different? What might have worked last year that may not work this year? Okay? There may be particular circumstances, certain classes, like I was mentioning before, maybe math, maybe science, maybe history, maybe English, are just historically problematic for you. So knowing that, address it ahead of time, okay? Have a system to try to address it. So this has been a little bit rapid fire because, again, my goal always in the Make to Grade podcast is to give you, as a parent or a student, things that you can pause the iPad or whatever you're listening to this on and actually say, yeah, I'm going to go do that now. Or when this gets done, I'm going to go do that now. And that's what we're looking to do. So I'm going to kind of keep this short, let you move on, let you get back to what you're doing. If you have any questions, please go to the Facebook page or go to the website, makethegrade.net. Now, what I've set up, and these are completely complimentary, I want people to have this information. If you go to the website, makethegrade.net, one of the tabs says subjects. Click on there, you'll get a lot of information. You can download a PDF, you can download access to a video on how to help you set up your academics. If you go to the test prep tab, same thing, a video and a PDF on how to set up a successful test prep program. If you click on the Maximum Education tab, time management, information management, daily success plan, video, and PDF. So I want you to be successful. I'm trying to provide everyone in the Make the Grade universe ways to do that. I welcome questions. I welcome follow-up. Please take advantage of that. And again, let me end where I started, which is thanking everybody for your support, your positive feedback. subscribing to the podcast, sharing it. The goal is to create more successful students, more happy students, more people that are just killing it in a positive way with their academics and are reaching their goals. That is the mission statement of Make the Grade, to help you to reach your goals. So, Dr. Stephen Green, the success doctor, today, back to school, enjoy it. It's a new adventure. It's a new experience. And take the best advantage of it that you can. And if you have anything else you need, please let me know. Have a great week. See you next time.
You've been listening to Make the Grade with the success doctor, Stephen Green. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. For more resources and support, please visit makethegrade.net.